New York has published answers to frequently asked questions, FAQs, on its webpage for the state's new paid prenatal leave mandate, which takes effect January 1, 2025. There are 28 FAQs in all, providing clarity about the requirements. Paid prenatal leave law. Paid prenatal leave was passed as an amendment to the New York paid sick leave law. It requires all private employers to provide employees with 20 hours of paid prenatal personal leave per 52-week period for healthcare services during pregnancy or related to the pregnancy. The full 20 hours must be made available for immediate use on Jan. 1 without any accrual or waiting period. It must be provided in addition to the annual sick leave the law already mandates. Paid prenatal leave FAQs. The FAQs reiterate that all private sector employees are covered, including part-time workers, and state that the new leave is separate from other leave policies and laws. Other key points in the FAQs include the following. Only the employee directly receiving prenatal healthcare services may use the leave. It is not available to spouses, partners, or other support persons. Prenatal appointments may be covered by the new prenatal leave, paid sick leave, or an employer's existing leave policy. Employers cannot require an employee to choose one leave type over another or exhaust one type of leave before using paid prenatal leave. And the leave covers physical exams, medical procedures, monitoring and testing, and discussions with a healthcare provider related to a pregnancy, including fertility treatments such as in vitro fertilization. It covers end-of-pregnancy care appointments, but not postnatal or postpartum appointments. The FAQs state that employees should use their employer's existing leave notification and request procedures for the new leave. Employers may not request confidential health information from workers requesting leave, nor may they require medical records or documents following leave. Paid prenatal leave record keeping. While the law does not require record keeping on pay stubs, the FAQs recommend that employers maintain clear records of available types of leave and amounts of the types of leave used in a manner accessible to both the employer and employee. Keeping track of prenatal leave use will also help establish a record of the employee's 52-week period for prenatal leave. Copyright 2024 ZWAV Inc. All rights reserved. Help managing prenatal paid leave and more. You may already have to manage FMLA, ADA accommodations, paid sick and family leave, and now here's another employee leave to handle. Save time and hassles by outsourcing your leave management to the experts at GTM. We'll help plan, track, and handle employee leaves, including administration, claims management, return to work support, and reporting. The service is delivered via a secure, cloud-based solution and backed by a dedicated team of specialists. Fill out the brief form below to learn more.